Really want to thank my guest this morning, Representative Chris Welch. He's out of the South District. That's the, well, I guess for those of us downstate. Morning, Chris. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I was just saying, how I guess the best way to describe that for somebody in Southern Illinois is western suburbs, right?
That is the west suburbs of Cook County, which is just outside of the city of Chicago.
Right. I get it right. Representative Chris Welch. First off, morning. And as I said, this is an interesting story. There's something you're working on in the House bill, because I've seen this percolating downstate. In specific, I learned about it in an article about Williamson County commissioners looking at the books and seeing that there are many communities that are owed a great deal of money. We didn't police that maybe a little better on, and now, like many good businesses, let's see what's on the books and let's see what we can collect.
Yeah, Tom, you're talking about House Bill 2717. This is a bill that gives municipalities the ability, tools, to go out and find their own money at a time where the state isn't doing what it should be doing and taking care of business. This allows municipalities to handle their own business. And what we're finding is that the Department of Revenue makes mistakes. They are actually sending people sales taxes to the wrong town. And we have companies out there that are experts in this field, and they know how to find the money. Just recently in the city of Joliet, they found $400,000 that was rightfully due to Joliet that was sent to the wrong place, and they got redirected to the right place. How can you have a problem with that?
Right. But apparently some people do. I think it's, well, we got away with it this so long, we really don't want to do that. You know what I mean? I mean, you go back to collect a fine and go, boy, I forgot all about that. Now I don't feel like I should pay. There's been some pushback.
Yeah, there's been pushback, and I believe it's because the Department of Revenue really doesn't want people to know the magnitude of the mistakes that are being made. And I just believe that with the number of municipalities that have actually found money, the city of Springfield, towns like Chicago Heights up in the south suburbs of Chicago, they have found significant amounts of revenue. And I think, you know, just one is too many mistakes to have. And I don't see a problem with this, because the companies out there aren't charging unless money is found. So they're working on a contingency basis. They're motivated. They're motivated to spend some time and go through those sales tax receipts and make sure the Department of Revenue is getting it right.
What about the people who say this is too militant? That that literally here you are hunting people down in this respect. I know that this pushback that I was talking about came from a lot of different quarters. And you know, it seems to me, as very often things do, kind of self-evident.
Well, you know, I think the pushback is coming from those who don't quite understand what is going on. These are sales tax receipts. They're not looking for individuals and, you know, tax cheats or anything like that. They're looking for sales tax receipts that have already been paid to the state and are being sent to the wrong place. And it happens because area codes, zip codes get mixed up. You know, my zip code is 60162, and a neighboring town is 60163. They could easily send, by just human error, send $400,000 to 60163 instead of the 60162.
Right.
So what we're saying is let's let these municipalities have tools to find their own money. In an age where everyone is turning over pillow cushions to find whatever coins they can find, let's let them turn over their own pillow cushions.
There was one item in this House bill in a piece of that I'd read on this, that taxpayer data will be handled more carefully and securely. This, of course, I think the recognition of hacking and keeping information while we're tracking you down, that the information we use to track you down doesn't go into somebody who shouldn't have its hands.
That's correct. And one of the issues the Department of Revenue has raised is confidentiality. And I think they've also kind of argued against that same issue, because they put out a memo saying this type of thing is fine as long as it's municipalities don't hire companies that charge a consulting fee, which is confusing.
Right.
So you're arguing confidentiality on one hand, but it's fine as long as you don't hire companies that charge a consulting fee. You can charge by the hour, maybe. I'm confused on what their memo actually meant.
And see,
but under the current law, the Department of Revenue is sending this information on a CD-ROM in the mail to local mayors. Those who knows who opens the mail, leaves it sitting there on a desk. There's all types of problems with the way the Department of Revenue is currently doing it. We believe the law is written in a way that will ensure confidentiality. Agreements have to be signed. The material can only be handled by certain people. And again, it's empowering municipalities to hire who they want to hire to find monies that are rightfully owed to them.
You've seen a lot of support, including the Southern Illinois Mayors Association. I mean, I could literally continue to go down other mayors associations in the, on the list goes. But so you're seeing some support out there. There was one item that I was curious about, because you alluded to it a couple of moments ago. Instead of giving them a bunch of money and then they don't collect as much, it's a percentage. We'll call it a talent fee or whatever. Percentage of the money collected goes to them, a commission. Is there on your legislation, is there a limit on how much that commission could be?
You know, we didn't put a number on it. Again, we believe that the biggest issue with the Department of Revenue was about confidentiality, so we really focused on the confidentiality aspects of it. But we didn't limit the amount of money that can be negotiated between the consulting company and the town.
Well, let them handle it, right?
Yeah. And again, they only get paid if they find money. It's no different than if you were to go into a plaintiff's attorney's office and sign an agreement and they sue someone on your behalf, and you only get paid. They only get paid if you get paid.
You know, the issue of the budget, we're speaking this morning with Representative Chris Welch. He's out of the 7th District. That's the western suburbs, Cook County. In particular, Chris, everybody's talking about the budget, talking about the grand budget. Will there be a stopgap? Now, you know, I mean, do you get a sense of sense? I know that so much of this has gone on to the Senate, but, I mean, everybody's got their ears to the ground, and what's yours hearing?
Well, you know, right now, everyone's a little disappointed. Morale's a little low because the grand bargain that was being talked about out there was single-handedly destroyed by the governor a couple of weeks ago. They were actually on the floor calling votes, and the governor pulled Republicans off the floor and turned yes votes into no votes. It's my hope that everyone will get back to the table and get a budget done soon, because up and down this great state, north, south, east, and west, everyone is hurting. And we all need to get to the table and get a budget done. And I just believe that if the governor would do his job, we can get this thing done tomorrow.
You know, I was speaking with Senator Rodogno last Friday and about this legislation that she had presented to allow the governor to have even more access to cutting the budget. And Illinois has already extraordinary powers on a gubernatorial level for cutting. And the senator wanted to increase it, and the governor sent out a press release last week saying he wants that. He said, "Let me do it. I'll cut it."
Well, you know, the governor already, under the Constitution of the state, has the authority to line item veto. So if we were to pass a budget, he can go through it and sign the entire thing, veto the entire thing, or he can go line by line and veto certain items. He has that authority already. But also, last week in committee in the Senate, this bill was talked about, and the governor's budget director was specifically asked for a list of things that he would cut. They said, just give us one, and the governor doesn't even have a list. It doesn't even have one thing that they could identify. So it's hard to ask the legislature to give additional authority, which is basically amounting to a blank check, when the governor's office haven't even identified for the General Assembly even one item that they would consider cutting.
We're speaking with Representative Chris Welch, who I need to let go because he needs to take the kids to school.
So, oh, yeah. Every Monday when we're home, I get a chance to take the kids to preschool.
Yeah, that's one of the fun things that gets to be dad, and you don't get to do it very often. And quite frankly, I don't want to cut you out of your time. Before I let you go, one more quick question on this House bill, local tax accountability. Do we have any idea how much money's in play on this?
Well, you know, it varies from municipality to municipality. You know, in Joliet recently, it was $400,000. That's three or four police officers or firefighters.
Right.
In other towns, it may be smaller, but, you know, every little bit helps in a time where you're looking for money.